Fairyland. There was to be high revel in Fairyland. From far and wide, from uphill and down dale, from here, there, and all about, the little people were to gather in the Violet Valley. Oberon and Titania were coming, as well as Mabe, Puck, Gloriana, Tinkerbell, and innumerable unnameable others of the princes, thrones, dominations, powers of elfdom. Pixies, gnomes, kelpies, sprites, brownies, sylphs, every shadow and shape owning allegiance to the Fairy King would endeavor to be at that Congress of the Mimic Immortals. It was a red-letter night in the history of the aristocratical democracy, the greatest occasion of the kind since the year one. Tomorrow would be May Day, and midnight was not just yet. Nightingales were tuning, preparing. The air was honeyed with the scent of flowers. A round white moon looked from a shining sky onto the Violet Valley. It lingered, traveled tardily across mountains and spaces of leisurely drifting clouds, waiting with its best dilatoriness, intending to see all that was possible of the approaching revels. It looked upon and lighted a scene of young-leaved trees, grass of the freshest green, new-come flowers, and sparkling waters. The world, which is always beautiful, wore its best loveliness then. That was Fairyland. Far away northwards, there was a lurid, hazy glow in the sky. Red, vast and vague it loomed, obliterating the stars beyond, marking the place where Fairyland was not. That was the shadow which shone over London. In the country there was peace, absolute peace. Then, mellowed by distance, the chimes of a church clock. 12! The fairy time had come. At once, a nightingale began its emotional song, and others, scattered on many trees, gradually joined in the throbbing chorus. Every moment, their melody grew in joyousness, and, ever spreading, roused nightingales on still more distant trees to join in the anthem of rapture, until every glade in Fairyland was happier for their happiness. There was some reed-fringed water in the center of the Violet Valley. It was a pond or lake, according to the charity and imagination of the mortal who looked at it. To the fairies, it was a lake, large and estimable enough for their most ambitious purposes. Now, a bright light appeared in the depths of that water and slowly uprose till it reached the surface. When the nymph of the pool appeared, she sat a shining figure on a water leaf and waved a glistening wand. In prompt obedience, gnomes appeared. Pell-mell, up they came, tumbling, a multicolored host, everyone with shining face and as full of excitement, activities, and a thousand mischiefs as is the moonlit night of shadows. So rapidly they swarmed, elbowing, scrambling, hustling, stumbling, clambering, from hidden holes and grass-shrouded crannies of earth that actually slender paths were worn bare by their hurrying feet. From the branches of trees they dropped, over hillocks of grass they hastened to prepare for the revels. The gnomes are the democracy of the elf countries, and, like some of us mortals, are the folk who do the necessary drudging work. They set to labor with willingness. Not often had fairy eyes seen such obvious earnestness to be well done with irksome business. Weeds, which are really weeds, nauseous and mischievous, and not flowers, become unpopular, were carefully uprooted and packed away, fuel to feed the fires of brownies' anvils. A broad tract of green was made flawless, that fairies might dance there unhindered, and glowworms were coaxed, or forcibly carried, to places where their blue-white lights would be at once ornamental and useful, and dew was scattered broadcast to reflect from myriad points the diamond moonlight. The lamps of the flowers were trimmed and lit, and soon, from all sides, were shedding gentle radiance. Dreams came drifting down from the opal spaces. While the gnomes worked, they whistled. Not fairy songs now, but snatches of lame melodies borrowed from holiday mortals. It was a hodgepodge of sounds, a sizzling blur, not so unpleasing. Gnomes are rather fond of that sort of thing. Their ear for music is possibly imperfect. But presently, there was trouble, and Bim was a center of petty uproar.